like that. That's just a fucked up situation to be in. And I like, I don't know, Carl, I don't know what else we can really ask. I think every question.
Yeah, well, I just want to know, like, you said that you don't take care of the books, but you were aware of what were on them. Is that correct?
As far as what, like, expenses go?
Expenses and the fact that the cash was sitting there. Have you been aware of that the entire time?
I did not know. I was not aware the entire time that the money was not being donated. I was aware that I was reclaiming my costs and the expenses, but we had to make sure, because it's legally speaking, you have to do it, otherwise it's against the law, that it was under a certain amount and that it wasn't too much for, and purely just to, like, you know, buying hot sauces or, you know, paying for the dumb shit that we do during the show. Like,
yeah.
The expenses were never more than a certain amount, and it was always, it's like it. It was less than a couple, like 5% at most of the total earnings, just to reimburse my company if the expenditure was big. We didn't even reclaim it every year, because sometimes, and most of the time, all we're really quote unquote paying for is people's free time, and we're not, and everyone's donating it because it's charity. So,
yeah,
you know, yeah. that's the only expense that I know of. It's the only expense that I've ever really seen. And to be above board about it all, like, I've always been like, hey, if the expense is too much, don't fucking worry about it. Like, I'll take care of, I'll hate the loss, because it's, in my mind, it's all going to charity anyways. It's all going to a good cause, and I'm not trying to embezzle shit. I'm just trying to do things right.
Well, yeah. That's just money you're spending from your own, like, that's just a check you're writing personally. There's nothing, you know, wrong about that.
So did anyone?
And I'm not writing it to the foundation. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Did anyone tell
so you?
You were
notified that the money was sitting there the whole time?
I knew it was sitting there at a certain point, and that's what made me proactively go about it. Like,
do you know when that point was?
I was made aware in 2021 when the money hadn't moved yet. Okay. And that's what made me go, that's not fucking cool. And that's when I got personally involved to move it. And
did anyone
2021, last year, 2022.
Yeah, did anyone tell you that the money was going somewhere before then? Were you being misled?
No. No. No one told me anything. I assumed that it was all going to a charity, and I assumed incorrectly.
Okay, so you still thought it was going to the UCSF?
Whether it's UCSF or a partner that's also on our website, because we don't have any other benefactors currently. Like, that's why I was like, well, they're taking care of it, but nothing was ever brought to my attention. I just knew that conversations were happening between Alzheimer's Association of America, AFTD Foundation, UCSF started a new organization, I think called like Bluefin or Blue Group, which is like supposed to be their 501c part of their organization. So I know I have a paper trail of us talking to other organizations as early as 2020 and 2021 in an attempt to pay them what they were owed. And most of the conversations we had from some of the bigger orgs like Alzheimer's, they were like, look, if you're not going to pay more than six figures or six plus figures of what they asked for, then you're just going to waste it. So the goal on the back end for my family that I've been told is like, we're just going to raise a bunch of money and then give it to one org and like make a bigger impact rather than just giving smaller donations that don't move the needle.
Yeah. Like, see, the thing is, this wouldn't really even have been a story at all had whoever was running your website or your social media channels had just made that an apparent fact, you know, to start off with. But the problem is, like, when you read the comments of some of the people that are donating, they think that that money is going right there that year, right? Because that's just what any viewer is going to expect, right? Like, if I ran a charity for, like, you know, the Palestinian, like, Israeli conflict, they would think that if I raised $1 million, like, on demand, or at least shortly after that stream, that money would be immediately connected to, like, an actual charitable organization. And that money wouldn't even touch my accounts. It would just go somewhere else. So that's what I guess people would have reasonably assumed, especially when they read like the articles from Dual Shockers, where they read the headlines, it's like 80,000, 100,000 raised for dementia research. But if it's just sitting in an account, obviously I think people are going to be very, very, very angry if they just see the filings as they are now, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to say, please don't make videos on me, because that's just what's going to happen. I can't stop you guys from doing your thing. What I do want to do is do the right thing possible, because in my mind, I mean, the most important thing to me right now in all of this is that, one, I'm not trying to dishonor or ruin the legacy of my mother who put me here. The reason why I'm on YouTube and why I'm here is because of the life that she's given me and the things that I have. Oh, you guys there? Hello?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, my phone just like, suddenly won't light up. What the fuck? It's my phone is acting like it just died.
I can still hear you fine.
Yeah, we can hear you.
The last thing I want to do is ruin the legacy of my family, of my mom and her memory, especially because this is such a personal thing for the last 25 years of my life. I'm not trying to be like, do you guys want money to help me hide this? It's not what this is at all. I'm just asking from a humanity perspective of like, if I am the target of this, I have 20 mouths to feed. I have sponsors. I have a business. I'm trying to make video games. I'm trying to get out of content creation so I don't have to worry about YouTube anymore and do better things in the world. And I just know because of my track record of things like G4 exploding, me being friends with JonTron when he was a racist, I've been a part of like, you know, Pro Jared, like pulling one thread about the charity thing is going to upheave my entire life in a way that scares the living crap out of me. And I don't want to go home tonight and tell everyone, hey, there is a gigantic thing coming to claim my career and you all have to close down and find somewhere else to do. I know this is shitty me to say this. I'm not trying to ask for sympathy or anything, but this kind of stuff, I mean, I've been following your guys' stuff for years. The stuff with Billy Mitchell, Carl, the stuff that you've done, Mudo, with tons of content creators over the years. Like, there's no nuance to this. People are going to see this and they're going to immediately go, that Gerard guy who's been nice to a bunch of people actually isn't very nice overall. Fuck him. Let's get rid of him. And that's the thing that I'm terrified the most, because I don't have the power or opportunity for that. That's not in my control. I've got nothing in my pockets to do that. I have nothing. And so that's just where my head's at. I just want to be able to create content and do good in the world. And this is just going to – it's even if I survive this somehow, even if this is like – people are like, well, whatever. That's how it is. Yeah. It's going to take the passion out of what I do. People aren't going to trust me ever again. I'm not going to trust myself ever again. And I'm just going to walk away from all this. Like, I just, this is like me being like, great. So I'm out. Not just of content creation or being an online personality. I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to disappear and start over and never talk to anyone ever again. And that's the spiraling that I've been dealing with the last 3 days of talking to therapists and doctors and just figuring this whole thing out. Cause I knew this was coming a couple of days ago because of the email. And I'm like, well,
nope. I think you do see it. Give him like a minute.
Yeah.
Fuck. This is heavy. I mean, my personal belief is I really do feel like this is the internal civil war. I mean, he says, what can I do to make it right? Honestly, the thing he can really do is just send that money to an actual organization in its entirety. I think $600,000 plus is enough money to make an actual difference, right?
It doesn't matter. That's what irrelevant.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if he can make a difference or not. He asked people for money. That has to go somewhere. It doesn't matter what he does. That's a red herring.
But the
money has to go somewhere. It doesn't matter. But saying that I didn't want to give it here or there.
This wasn't even such a personal thing. Fuck, dude. It's heavy. But, I mean, the story is the story, right? Like, fuck, what's going to...
It's just unfortunate. It is what it is. Yeah. I mean,
do you believe when he says that him and his dad are having this thing with each other? Because I find it like I kind of believe it in the sense that he knows that this could have blowed back on him and he is the face of this organization. But I mean, it is family, right? Or do you think it's like he's just trying to throw his dad under the bus?
But he even in 2023, he was saying that they're working with Alzheimer's organization, UCSF. You know, like he's doesn't appear to be that way when he's talking about it. In Indyland recently, it seems like he was just saying that they're supporting all these if he's upset that they weren't supporting these people, why is he publicly saying that they are supporting them? Like, it's just like completely the opposite.
Yeah.
Like he was just lying because he's saying that he knew that it was just sitting there, and then publicly saying that they are supporting these places. So he wasn't. He's admitted that he was lying, and it was not ignorance.
Yeah. So I think we have more than enough, to be honest. I think that's
Hopefully he comes back just to put a lid on what he was saying.
We'll wait a couple minutes for it, I guess. But I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know what he expected, to be honest. It's like, I can't personally be guilted into not covering the story now, and I don't think anybody would be, right? Like, it's kind of like if Logan Paul sat down with you and told you, like, hey, please don't do this. I'm like, that's the story as it is, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's just like, the thing is like, if this was some fucking financial scam, it'd be a lot easier because it'd be nothing to do it. But I do feel bad because this was founded in, like, his mom's name, but, you know.
Well, it's not some, that just makes it worse. You know, it just makes it their actions worse. It's not like I got to feel bad for, I mean, I feel bad for the employees and the people that helped with IndieLand that weren't involved with Open Hand, you know, people who have no idea what's going on, like all the people who think they're doing something good and they're like, invested in it. I don't feel bad for him
the story for this is like, obviously if you got employees working for you and people, it's like they don't know that they were inadvertently the faces of this organization, right? Because at the end of the day, it's like, and I mean, I'll make a parallel in my video, I'm like, you know, it's kind of like crypto scams themselves, right? Like when you're the influencer in the face of an operation, it's like what happens with the actual operation, they never get hit the most. It's the people that are the faces, right? So in this case, it's like Gerard and like the people that work for him are the ones that have the egg on their face. So it's like, what do you do from here, right? Like, do you donate that money and try to alleviate the situation? Sure. But like, this makes me personally question a lot of other YouTuber charities, right? Like, because here's the thing, the IRS didn't catch this. Nobody else caught this. A whistleblower, you, me, had to sit down and we figured this whole thing out in like a week, right? And then to get kind of snarky responses from the organization. Hey, yeah, you disconnected for a little bit. Your phone? Oh, I think he's still trying to sync up with us. I think it's still trying to connect.